It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh**. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, or watching Davin's Den, the show that is better than a strip mall press conference. I stand by that. You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live, on the Davin's Den page, on Facebook. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. Visually, you get to see two out of three of us tonight, not one of us. I'll explain that. Because Joe is here in voice only, and only for an hour. Joe Curry's not in the building, but he's in the car. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
I am well.
Sounds like the TV pilot. I'm calling it from the car all the time.
Funny.
But I was balanced that I am in the pilot.
And Pip is here, in pictures, in audio. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
All right, on the show, what will happen to Donald Trump's Twitter account after he's no longer in office? If he's no longer in office. Steve Bannon gets banned from Twitter for life. Police threaten Democrats. An outstanding display of spite that Trump set up a hotline, and that doesn't go well. A Trump press conference straight out of the pages of The Onion. The KKK gets a win, sort of. School of Fools and a Jesus Loves Me mask. And a lawsuit for wrongful birth. So much to get to. So we got the three of us for the first hour, and then Pip and I will guide you through the rest. I guess we'll pick up where we started last week. We had election talk. We'll put a bow on that, hopefully. I say hopefully because you never know with this country these days. The predictions were Pip said Biden in a close one. Joe said Trump in a landslide. And I said Biden comfortably. Right now, Pip seems to have nailed it. But I feel confident that when all said and done, it will be me that nailed it. Now, before we go on here, I will say that there will be no gloating, no bragging, nothing of the sort. Obviously, Pip and I are very happy, Joe less so. But longtime listeners will remember 4 years ago, I'd come back after an election nice and tanned and rested. But I was wrong on the political side. Donald Trump won in 2016. Pip was devastated. She was so sad that she was eating rancid chicken salad. I was not pleased. And Joe was completely full of class and grace when he could have pointed to the scoreboard on Pip and I. So we will in turn return hopefully the dignity and grace, and there'll be no pointing to the scoreboard. We will just have our thoughts about what happened and what might happen and go from there. So we will start with Pip. What are your thoughts? A week ago was election night. What are your thoughts about what has transpired since then?
Well, first of all, I just feel like the pressure, the tension that everyone was feeling leading up to it, I think that whether it was out of relief or just disappointment, or I think everybody just exhaled for a moment, like, okay, at least they called it. Oh, for God's sakes, that part's done.
Or did they? Or did they, Pip? Did they really?
Well, no, I mean, I do feel that there is a lot of, bitterness on the side of Republicans. And I think there's still anxiety on the part of Democrats because we're just not sure what's really going to happen. Is this going to be a peaceful and normal transfer of the office, or is there more to come? Because there's been some really strange plans and thoughts from the president, and his denial of accepting
Donald
all
Trump
these talks of fraud.
Donald Trump is having a fire sale. He's like, everyone must go. You must go, and you must go, and you must go. And you get a pink slip, and you get a pink slip. He's the reverse Oprah.
Yeah. Everybody gets a pink slip.
Everybody gets a pink slip. I'm not leaving this bitch alone, motherfuckers. We're all getting out of here.
We're going to have a guy come and build me a secret room. I'm going to stay and hide in it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Donald Trump is going to have one final meeting. He goes, Kool-Aid, drink the Kool-Aid. I like your sneakers. Drink the Kool-Aid. That's going to be the final meeting.
Yeah, I mean, there's part of me, I always, you know, after watching, like, all of The West Wing and House of Cards and, you know, all these political shows, I would love to be a fly on the wall and hear the machinations that are really going on in rooms that lead up to the parts that we, the public, hear.
There's no machinations.
I would love to have been on the golf course to hear the real talk.
Pip, there's no machinations. This is what it boils down to, and I'll let Joe comment on what I'm about to say, and then I'll let you continue with your thoughts, and then we'll go to Joe. There's no machinations. It's been like this for 4 years. We have to deal with toddler Trump. If somebody would just give him, you know, the participation trophy, take him out for ice cream, and tell him he's still mommy's special little boy. I mean, enough with this shit. For years, we've gone back and back and forth with millennials and get over it and snowflakes. And listen, I've been on both. I've called liberal snowflakes and I've called conservative snowflakes. At the end of the day, fucking put on your big boy huggy pull-ups and let's fucking go. Enough with placating this man-child. We have a country to run. He still has 70 days of a country to run. Then the next guy has a country to run. Enough of powdering his ass. None of us would put... If Joe was dealing with somebody in his place of business, you know, he wouldn't put up with these type of... bouts of oh, we have to powder their ass. Joe would fucking sink his fangs into that because Joe's got sales to make. Joe's got money to make. He's got a business to run. He doesn't have time for feelings. This is the campaign, the presidency for 5 years now. If you start when he ran, we were told Trump, fuck your feelings. But now, and I'm not talking about the Trump supporters. That's a different thing, which I'll get to later on. I'm not talking about the Trump supporters. That's a different thing. But for Donald, with the powdering of his ass, fuck your feelings. Enough. I'm in a different mindset. I mean, Joe and I hung out on Sunday. We did a show. And a couple days had passed. And we'll get to how I feel and everything. But I just had to say, enough of the fucking powdering of this guy's ass. We have a country to run. Nobody fucking loves you. I understand that. You're a fucking loser, like I've been saying for all these years. You lost again. That being said, in 2016, you won. You are still the president for 70 days. Run the fucking country and stop having your temper tantrums. I'm sorry for interrupting, Pip. Go on. I apologize.
No, that's quite all right. I have been for a long time really upset about that we're all on pins and needles. Go off on a slight tangent, everybody who listens to the show regularly knows that my mother was mentally ill, and she lived in the home with us, and so we all kind of had to walk around on eggshells around her, and I am, you know, reliving that aspect of my childhood with everyone is worried about what temper tantrum our president is going to have.
It's been really...
a nightmare.
It's been like that throughout his presidency. Forget about what his policies are and all that stuff. We've heard throughout his whole presidency, they don't want to upset the president. We can't upset the president. You know what? If you can't be upset, then you're in the wrong fucking gig. Because I got news for you. If you're president, left or right or center, there's going to be some shit that upsets you. People are going to say things. You're going to read things. You're going to hear things. You're going to have to deal with things. It's a very upsetting job. Look how it ages all these people. It ages them all. It's not because it's an easy job and it's a cushy job. He had the cushy job. He wanted this job. This is the gig. You're going to get upset. You have to deal with it. Fucking W got eviscerated by the media. He fucking... W had a shoe thrown at him when he was in Iraq. He was okay. Dana Carvey made George H. Herbert Walker Bush seem like a pussy for parody. George Herbert Walker Bush was not a pussy in any stretch of the imagination. He fucking dealt with it, and when he lost, he had Dana Carvey come in and talk to his fucking staff and do him. Bill Clinton had everybody mocking his sexual fetishes and what a depraved freak he is. You know what? There's a lot of fucking depraved freaks out there, but we all knew about Bill Clinton's depravity, and he fucking dealt with it. That's the fucking gig, man. If you don't want that gig, don't run. It's just, I'm not talking about the Trump fans and the Hillary fans and the Biden fans. That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about the principals here. I'm talking about the people who are running shit or trying to run shit. Go on again. I'm sorry.
Okay, man. That's what I'm saying, is that it really is just so irritating to have to worry about, you know, like, there, it seems like there are other things to get to than, you know, what's his mood? I've worked at companies where everybody was on tenterhooks about what the boss's mood was that day, and it's toxic as hell.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm like, don't you guys have stuff to do? Aren't there things that we need to attend to? Well, yeah, there really are. And, you know, just watching, you know, Twitter all day and watching television and, you know, what are you doing? So now in the home stretch, worrying about whether he's going to have a tantrum or not, and what is he going to tell his followers that are just blindly listening to anything he says? Like, the battle cry of fraud is just really, it's so bad that, you know, we have news stations breaking in and saying, yeah, no, none of this stuff is true. From our president, oh my God, it's really disheartening. I mean, I was relieved by the election results, because I just don't know how we could take more of this. But the other thing is that there's still more to go. And of course, we have big battles to face after this emotional toddler is gone, you know? So it's like, can we just stop? But he's incapable of stopping.
Is there anything else, or should we turn it over to Joe?
No, I've said my piece.
Joe, you have the floor.
All righty then. Basically, what we're watching right now is the whole process. There was the general election. The results came in. It looks like the ballot fairy stopped by late at night to drop some ballots off, ironically all for Biden. So basically, the election is over with, and the votes are in. Now, in regards to voter fraud and the fraud, everybody say, well, we don't see any records of fraud. They placed the lawsuits. So maybe let the judges during the lawsuits see if there was fraud, if there was, you know, and either the judges say, well, there's something here, we need to look at it further, or they're either going to say there's nothing here. It's the process. If they look at it and they say, no, there's nothing here, the judges look at it and they say, there's nothing in these lawsuits, I'm fine with that. You know, it's the process of our right to vote, our vote, our tally of the vote. If there's any discrepancies, the right to have a lawsuit to look at legally, not by gunfire, not by legally, a legal remedy to resolve that. That's the process. That's what makes this country great. You know, a lot of countries don't have. You know, I mean, am I skeptical? A little bit. But, you know, if the judges come back and say there's nothing here, then so be it. Do I like, you know, I believe that people vote.
What? What?
You know, because people, somebody was telling me that they were talking to some people and saying, well, why did you vote? You know, you did vote for Trump. I don't like Trump. Well, you like his policy? No, I just don't like Trump. So it was definitely a personality over policy deal. I am concerned about the policy moving forward, getting back into the Paris Climate Accord, getting back into the World Health Organization, organizations that I feel that were there just to take our money when a lot of the participants weren't doing their fair share. Obamacare, my whole thing in Obamacare is it needs to be not repealed, but it needs to be, the whole health care system needs to be revised. It needs to be looked at, broken down, and put back together again in a plan. Now, nobody, the Republicans had 4 years. Also, beforehand, before Trump got in, they, you know, I don't think they expected Trump to get in. So they would say, yeah, we have a plan, we have an idea. All right, Trump's president. Oh, fuck, now what? So I don't, you know, I think that, and you heard that Biden wants to expand on Obamacare. So, and, you know, and with that whole thing, it's legal because basically they actually have the court. It's in court now, Supreme Court, to overrule it. And a couple of the justices, including Roberts, said that they're not really going to overrule. Then they don't feel the need to overrule it. So in my whole thing, no, my candidate so far, you know, it's not, you know, the news has declared it. The news that really was just anti-Trump for the word go. It was just a hate relationship. So I feel that moving on, just have if any discrepancies goes before the court. The court rules on that. And then if the court rules that there's nothing wrong, then Biden is the honest winner of the election. And basically, that's what our system is based on. What Pip was worried about me when she wrote to me on Saturday, are you okay? I go, yeah, I'm washing a car. And Davin is like, maybe she wants to come out there and see if you're okay. Yeah, because she can help me armor all the tires, you know? Because I saw, you know, and it's the process. This is the process. I will not. I criticize a lot of the Hillary folks from 4 years ago. Not my president. They're going nuts. They're not. No, I'll criticize them, but I won't be hypocritical with Biden, you know, being the official winner. It's the process. You know, you asked for my opinion. I stood online and I voted. That's another thing. Why I want the lawsuits to be looked at. I waited online an hour and a half. I want to know that that it was legit. That I waited online. That we all waited online. To make sure it was fair. And if people feel that it doesn't fair, get it before the judge and have all legal remedies issued against that. That's it.
All right.
Oh, can I just add one thing to that?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're, you know, level-headed about this and that you're just like, you know, look, I want us all to have had our fair share. And our fair say, and I absolutely agree with that. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with him issuing lawsuits to check on things. Good. I want every vote to be counted. But having said that, a big part of this is saying that, oh, all of a sudden all these votes showed up, but they didn't, because we know that people were going to be sending things in mailing in, and that, you know, the rule is that the postmark is what's accepted, and pretending that, oh, we're surprised that we have all these things to count is just really bizarre and factually incorrect, because, you know, the people that were had the proclivity to mail in were Democrats and were going to be Biden voters because they didn't want in a pandemic to stand online. And they were told, don't go do that. Mail it in. Please mail it in. I mean, you know, the political emails and texts I was getting were pounding me. Mail it in. Do it ahead of time. And the fact that they're pretending to be surprised, like, oh, all these later votes that are coming, which are still legal because they're postmarked, oh, they're Biden. That's suspicious. No, it's not really, because it focuses on the ideological differences between a lot of the Biden followers and Trump followers, you know, how they felt about the pandemic and how they were going to negotiate that. So I think that this is really, you know, a pretend surprise that the mail-ins are primarily Biden votes.
All right.
Well, they were saying it was almost all Biden votes. That needs to be decided. But like I said, the whole process, in those extra votes,
well, Joe, that's
well, there might be fraud there. Then have the judge look at the whole process. The judge's rule. That's
very quickly to that. North Carolina, they just called it today, and Trump was getting more votes. Arizona, they're still counting votes, and Trump is closing the gap. It wasn't just all Biden votes. So that's a misnomer. Then very quickly, and then I'll get to my stuff. As far as the lawsuits, yes. So far, I believe he's 0-7 in various states. The judges are like unanimously going, okay, where's the evidence? And they have no evidence. Their evidence is, well, there was this guy who said, that's not going to fucking cut it in court. We all know that. That's not going to cut it on this show.
And that's the process. And like I said, if those judges turn around, which some of them are saying, as you say, and go, there's nothing here, worship it, then you know what? You walk away and go, well, you want to know something? They asked my opinion, and then we had our day in court.
Well, you're not supposed to bring those type of, you know, here's the thing, and then I really want to get into what I'm going to say. They're saying that this looks badly upon the attorneys. It ruins their reputations if they're coming to court with these frivolous cases. That's why you're seeing some of these law firms are starting to get pressure from the other lawyers in their firm, because it's going to ruin their reputation because there's nothing there. Listen, if there's something there, I'm all for it. You and I had the conversation on Sunday. If there's something there, if there's fraud, then by all means. All right, let me get into my stuff, and I'll touch on that a little bit more, because as you would imagine, I took copious notes. That's what I do. I took copious notes. And you guys can comment as you will want throughout this.
Look, just because your notes are in Latin, who cares?
I took seventh. I took Latin in the seventh grade. It's really paid off. Okay. Assy news is donkey.
I like pizza.
I do. Thank you for bringing that up. So I watched a lot of the coverage after our show on Tuesday. I went to bed late, as you would imagine. I was hoping for repudiation of Trumpism. I was hoping Trump would lose bigly. I was hoping the Democrats would take the Senate. I was hoping motherfuckers like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham would be given the heave-ho. I really didn't think that much about the Congress. I figured the Democrats would hold the majority. That's what I was hoping for. I did not get that. I did not get that by any stretch of the imagination. McConnell and Lindsey, my word, Graham are both they both won handily. They both won. The Democrats did okay in the Senate. We're still trying to see who's going to take control, but they did not get the number of seats they thought they would. They actually lost seats in the House. When I went to bed on Tuesday evening, Trump was up in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. It wasn't over, but Trump was up. And Florida had already been declared for Donald Trump, which wasn't really a shock, but still disappointing. It was not a good sleep. It was not a good sleep indeed. So I woke up 4:30, because I'm addicted to this shit on my birthday, 4:30, you know, a couple hours of sleep, ready to go, ready to go. Oddly enough, here was the interesting thing about Tuesday night's coverage. Fox News called Arizona. Fox News called Arizona before any place else did. And some would say the only real news station gave fake news. I thought that was just really fucking interesting. CNN hasn't called Arizona. MSNBC hasn't called Arizona. But Fox News and the Associated Press did. So I woke up on Wednesday morning. I wanted to see if new results were there. And Michigan and Wisconsin were starting to look Biden at that point, and Pennsylvania was starting to come back. President Trump had like a huge 400,000 vote lead in Pennsylvania at one point. Georgia was neck and neck, but my mood was brightening. I was feeling better. My parents were coming over, and we were all hoping for Biden, so our mood was good with the new developments. Later on, Michigan and Wisconsin were called for Biden, and that was very nice. That was very nice. Thursday, again, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning because I can't fucking sleep because I got the whole burden of the country on my shoulders. My shoulders, yeah. America. And we still did not have a new president or 4 more years of the old president. We still had no decision. Biden would eventually pull ahead of Trump and Pennsylvania and Georgia. So that was making me feel good. Friday, as Biden built his lead in Pennsylvania and Georgia, Arizona starts to tighten. But I still felt good. I still felt good. Maricopa County, Arizona. We all know Maricopa County. So on Saturday morning, they finally called it for Joe Biden. Finally. And I will admit, I screamed in joy. I knew how it was going to go before that moment, the way it was looking, but I screamed in joy. I was so happy. I told my wife. She was happy. She, like Pip, felt like a huge weight had been lifted off of her shoulders. And so did I. There was joy in Mudville. I don't know. Are you guys Star Wars fans? You guys have never seen Star Wars, have you?
No.
At the end of Return of the Jedi, which was the original trilogy, when they destroy the second Death Star, and the Emperor has been allegedly killed, and we've come to our end because we didn't know they were going to do prequels and sequels. We didn't know that shit. The closing scene is Luke Skywalker is burning the shell of Darth Vader. Like, because that's what you do for a Jedi. So you see the helmet. So I'm just imagining Donald Trump's hair. And they're burning the shell. You got little Ewoks jumping and dancing. They span from world to world. And everybody's celebrating in the streets. And fireworks are going off in the cities. It was like Return of the Jedi.
Actually, some news channel that I watched showed that scene of the Ewoks dancing and celebrating from Star Wars.
I might be the Ewok you're looking for. But so that was the thing. But so I'm starting to sleep better. So we watched Harris and Biden give their speeches, and they preached unity and science. It was nice to see. It was nice. And you know, Joe Biden reached his hand out to the Trump voters, which I'm sure got bitten, but he reached. It was nice to see. So I started sleeping better. No longer did I. And this is true. For the past 4 years since Donald Trump's been president, there's been many a morning, and Joe might make fun of me for this, but there's been many a morning where I would wake up and go, "Ugh, what did stupid say now?" Just that dread that Melania said no to a hand job, and he was furiously hate tweeting, and he said some stupid shit. I'm looking forward to the silence of a president who's busy presidenting. I'm not going to lie to you.
You want to know something? You know what? You know, and I would wake up is what did Trump try to do today? Which I don't think. I think Biden. You know, you're just getting the same old again.
Well, I think a lot of people want the same old, but I don't. But Joe, and then we'll move on. You can't tell me on one hand you're getting the same old, and then tell me on the other hand he's going to be a radical progressive. You can't tell me both. You know, are we getting milquetoast Biden, or are we getting AOC's bitch boy? I mean, at some point you got to pick a side.
You just got Kamala Harris waiting in the wings, and that's a very nervous thing.
Well, Kamala, we're gonna say her name. I know you're not doing it out of malice or spite. I know that, but some of the Republicans do say it wrong out of malice or spite. So we're gonna try, and I say it wrong too. We're all gonna try to say Kamala. We're gonna try to do it best. When I was talking to Joe on Sunday, I said it Kamala too at one point because there was a wrestler called Kamala. That's why I fucking say it wrong. But we're gonna try because we're all respectful of the people of office as much as we can be. So we're gonna try to say Kamala. But I know Joe's not saying that out of disrespect.
I think that I'm just generalizing. I think that a lot of people struggled on both sides to try to get her name right, and then you know keep with it. And some people are saying it just to be the wrong way to be petty. I don't think Joe's doing that.
No, I don't think Joe. I don't.
No,
think Joe's
I'm not.
Doing,
I'm
no.
not.
No.
But I,
no.
You know what though? I just call her a subversive. I'm very concerned about her.
Again,
and she's going to do everything she can to lean, you know, to get a leftist agenda going through.
Well, I'm very excited that crazy Uncle Donald will no longer be able to scream with a megaphone. So he's still going to be screaming, but it'll be at the corner now where he can be easily ignored, like all old crazy people. You know, you walk by, you flip him a quarter, you keep on going. You know,
I'm just relieved that we'll be able to actually hear press interviews because there won't be helicopters in the background.
Yeah, well, that'll be nice. That'll be nice.
I love that.
I'm a very busy man. When I'm done tweeting, I have to go into this helicopter. But first, let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk next to the noisiest thing that I have to play with.
Well, you know, what was it? Roosevelt gave us fireside chats. Trump gave us chopper side chats.
Yes, he did.
So,
it just irritated me.
Okay. So the reactions of the candidates. Let's go through that. So I came on 4 years ago, and I killed Hillary for leaving her attendees high and dry at the ballroom and did not speak to them. Remember that? She was expecting to have her victory party. and and she did not do it. And I thought,
she didn't come out.
No, I thought it was in poor form, and I killed her.
I
killed her for it. But that night, she also did call Donald Trump and conceded to him like a professional. And by the way, Joe Biden is winning by much larger margins than in the same contested states than Donald Trump beat Hillary. And by the way,
do you think the fact that in the statement that he got more votes than Obama did, do you think that's correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go through the election in a second, but I firmly believe that the more people than ever voted in it. I firmly believe Donald Trump got the second most presidential votes in an election. I absolutely believe that, and I'll talk about why in a few minutes. But yeah, man, he turned it out. I thought maybe he turned people off, and he did turn people off. But you know what? He also figured out where to find more people. Unless they're all dead, unless he's going to the cemeteries, Joe, and they're dead or voting. No, I think he just did a good job of getting a lot of people. Good for him. So Donald Trump did come out to talk to his people at 2:30 in the morning to declare victory. A victory that was not his, but to declare it nonetheless. There was no victory in election night. He lied. And now we know he lost. He still, as of this show, has not congratulated Joe Biden. And Joe said, we know there's lawsuits, but the margins of victory are so wide in most of these states that it's not going to matter anyway. I mean, like they're coming in with like a couple hundred votes here, a couple hundred votes there. And forget that they're losing, that the judge is going, you got nothing there. It's not enough to change the election. Still, at the moment of this show, Donald Trump is not called Joe Biden. So to that end, Donald Trump, once again, is a whiny little bitch. He is.
Because with the lawsuits, it's not official, and they still have balanced account. And Trump is a
Joe,
fighter. He's not going to bow down.
Joe, when Hillary conceded, they were still counting ballots. That's the way this shit is always going on. This is nothing new. It doesn't get done on election night. The news agencies call the election. They have people who watch this stuff. This is nothing new, nothing special to 2020. It's been going. When Donald Trump won, the news agencies called the election, ballots were still being counted, and Hillary put on her big girl panties and called Donald Trump. Donald Trump is having a problem putting on his big boy panties. I'm not gonna pull punches. Hey, listen, if you don't want to concede to Joe Biden on the phone, go at least pick up and go, hey, you ran a good race. I'm still contesting it. I'm not really willing to concede now, but I want to congratulate you on a race well won. That would be something. It wouldn't be ideal, but it would be something. But he can't do it because he's a whiny little bitch, like he's always been.
Well, he's Donald Trump.
I understand.
He's gonna do that.
I understand, Joe. I know. But again, it would do so much for the country if he could muster up some grace or dignity. But that's not what he has. That's not what he's the worst of us. He's always been the worst of us. You know, and Joe and I would have these conversations. He goes, I didn't elect a honey bunch. And I would go, well, you don't have to be a honey bunch, but you don't have to be a scumbag. He is the worst of us. I know nobody on this show would behave this way if we lost something that we cared about. If we were doing a competition on the show or something. No, we would congratulate the other one. I'm sure we'd be upset. And, you know, Billy disappointed in how it turned out. We would congratulate the other one because we're all fucking adults on this show. And that's what we teach our kids to be. You know, you can't tell
me. No, I'll lick their feet.
You should. You know, it's fun to bitch about millennials and participation trophies. I don't want to hear it anymore. If you're supporting this guy's behavior, I don't want to hear it. You have no leg to.
Well, if you still have the contention that you haven't won fair and square. You know, and until proven otherwise, you know, why
Joey's
go out and...
Joey's been proven otherwise. It's over. The people who know him know that he knows it's over. He's already talking about running in 2024, which is something I told you guys could happen. You guys kind of poo-pooed me. He's gonna leave that dangling out there. So anyway, so Biden waited until the networks called it before he declared victory. He preached unity. He showed empathy to Trump supporters. He extended the hand to work. You know, I was proud of the speech. It gave me hope for the type of presidency that I think the nation needs right now. Now, the polls. I came on this show last week and I said, First of all, the polls in 2016 were not bad, by the way. But by when it came down, they were actually, Donald Trump won within the margin of the error. For criticizing the polls of 2016 was absolutely wrong. But I said, that being said, everybody knows the polls. The pollsters know everybody's looking at them. They have to get this right. Boy, was I fucking wrong.
Oh, my God.
No, they were worse than we've ever seen. They were god-awful. And I know we're all going to look at these polls the next time they come out for the next thing. But really, I got to say, until they prove that they can get their act together, they're really kind of useless. Maybe calling senior citizens on landlines who pick up numbers they don't recognize is not the best way to fucking poll America. Maybe that's right? Not the way to do it. I don't know. But I was dead. But well, hold on. I'm not going to say I was wrong. There's still some polls coming in that may have been correct. I don't want to concede that point that the polls were god-awful. No, the polls were god-awful, and I got it absolutely fucking wrong. They could not be more shitty, and I really thought they would do better. But everybody thought the internal polls that the Democrats and Republicans, including the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign, got were completely wrong. God-awful. So, I don't know what...
It's a good thing that people didn't stay home and sit on their butts because they were trusting the polls. I think the lesson is you got to get your voter off the poll.
Yes, yes. They have a lot of work to do because why should we trust them? I mean, you know, the Republicans were shocked that they might hold on to the Senate because so many Democrats were going to win the Senate. So many Democrats were going to win in the House. Joe Biden was going to win in blowouts in so many of these states. He won, but not by the margins they said. God awful. Okay. So I was wrong on that account.
Well, a lot of people you poll, some people don't want to say they're voting for Trump, you know, but will. You know?
Well,
why?
That's what the polls get at.
If you know what, here's my way I say. If I'm ashamed to vote for to say I'm voting for somebody, you're not getting my vote. If I'm ashamed to tell a complete stranger who's never going to fucking track me down, who I'm talking to three fucking states away, that I'm going to vote for such and such for this position, then you know what? I'm not voting for them because I don't think they're very good. I mean, for God's sakes, America, fucking put on your... I've had it with us. Ugh, do we suck. The process of voting. Now, here... I feel it was largely successful. Joe asked me, do I think Donald Trump got the second did Donald Trump get those amount of votes? Yes, I do. Because more Americans participated than ever. And that's a win for our country, no matter who wins. Now, I hear Lindsey fucking, my word, the vapors, Graham, on like Fox News go, you know, we got to figure something out about these mail-in ballots, or we'll never win another election again. No! Have better ideas, you fucking pussy! Have better ideas! It's so anti-democratic. You know, so many Trump supporters like to say, we're the true patriots, and the liberals are going to bring in communism and Marxism and every other ism, vegetarianism, veganism, they're going to bring in every fucking ism. That is so anti-American to suppress the votes. I've had it. You had the governor of Texas, you know, we talked about this, one ballot in a county of millions, you know, then they tried to get rid of 127 people voted legally. Republicans too, by the way, voted legally by drive-in. They want to keep on suppressing the vote. Enough. Have better ideas. We had this many people voting. Donald Trump got the second most votes ever in a presidential election because people had the opportunity to vote. You could vote early, you could vote day of, you could vote mail-in. It shouldn't be where you have to leave your job to fucking do your duty as a citizen. It shouldn't be a federal case to fucking participate in our democracy. The voting actually worked very well. There's not...
Why? What's wrong with that? One day out of a year?
Yeah.
Exercise your freedom as an American?
Because people can't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because some
and
people...
If we do it on one day and one day only, then we don't have to go through all of it.
But we've never had one day voting. We've always had early voting. States have always had early voting. Some states have always had mail-in balloting. This is not new. This is not new. And it should... other countries make it a national holiday election day. We should take pride in our democracy. But we don't do that. We make it hard. And you hear the Republicans. Donald Trump said it. He said, well, if we can't have everybody vote, otherwise we'll never win an election again. The Republicans know they don't have fucking ideas. And that's very sad. Because I'd like three parties with some ideas so he can have a better government, because I don't think you need one party with ideas and one party with not ideas. I really wish we would have a bunch of parties with ideas, but no party should be should be pressing down the vote. And I would say that if the Democrats were doing it, it happens right now, it's the Republicans that are doing it. It's un-American. Let people vote. Let people participate. Donald Trump got 71 million people who want to vote for him because they had the opportunity to vote for him. And that's a good thing. I don't go, oh, well, that sucks. He got 8 million more votes than he did last time. No, it's a good thing. Good for him. Nothing to be ashamed of. Good for him. I'm not upset by that.
Yeah, it's the whole idea that there were people trying to, and not even under the guise of we're under a pandemic, so we should lessen the amount of places that people can vote. No, it was just clearly let's keep people from being able to do this. And it's outrageous to me that this is legal, or that the Postmaster General could go around and start sucking up mailboxes so that people couldn't mail their ballots.
That's machines.
Crazy.
And machines.
I'm ashamed.
And machines that process mail. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. So let's go to the ballot counting. This was another success. Because of fears of security for this election, it was very transparent. Maybe the most transparent election we've ever had. Each ballot was looked over by a Democrat and a Republican to see if the ballot was legal. Is it?
Where was this? Was this where they were boarding up windows?
No, Joe, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. No. Inside, let me tell you how the see, this is the problem. It gets in these fucking right-wing echo chambers. What was going on is you had, at some place you had more than one, but every station you had a Democrat and a Republican looking over the ballots. Is this one legal? Is this one checkout? Yes. If they couldn't agree on it, they would go to an independent to make a call. That's a fucking bipartisanship. That's a win for democracy right there.
And where was this?
Everywhere in all these states. The states run the elections. A lot of these states that Biden won, the elections are being run by Republicans. It was everywhere. It was democracy at its best, but it doesn't suit the little pussy in chief to his fucking narrative and his followers' narratives. But that's how democracy works. It's transparent. We were at the polls. We all went to three different polls. We all said how professional it was. The states ran professional elections. They've been doing it for years. It was professional when Trump won in 2016. It was professional this year in 2020. And there was a lot of them had cameras. A lot of them had live streaming, so you could actually see them counting the votes. So it could not have been more transparent, unless you wanted to take a vacation there and fly in and watch them count the ballots. I don't think they would have let you do that. But I mean, it couldn't. This was everywhere, and Republican states, and Democratic states, and in big cities, and small towns, wherever they were counting, it was very transparent. And you know what? It was just as transparent in the states where Donald Trump won as it was in the states that Joe Biden won, and just as transparent in the states where it was neck and neck. They did a good job. That's why you're not hearing these widespread fraud. The Republicans saying, "Back the fuck off. We know how to do this." I'm talking about the ones who were the state officials, the city officials. We know how to do this. Back the fuck up. So it was. So now Joe brings in the ballot fairy. So here's what happened. Here's what happened with this. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, you had Republican legislatures and Democratic governors. The Democratic governors pleaded with those legislators, please let us count the mail-in ballots ahead of time so we can get so we can maybe have a result on election night. They pleaded with them. The Trump administration did not want them to do that, so they did not. In Florida, and this is just a theory, they also had mail-in ballots, but in Florida, they allowed them to count in early, so Florida came in early, so we went to bed knowing, okay, President Trump got Florida. The theory behind that is Trump was very confident that he was going to get Florida, and he did. He was not as confident that he was going to be able to hold on to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. So he created the narrative where, how am I up by 400,000 votes and now I'm down? Well, you're counting the mail-in ballots. So why did so many Democrats vote mail-in versus Republicans, even in Republican counties? And Pip touched on this. It was the Democrat Joe Biden said, "I want you to mail early. I'm concerned about this pandemic. Please vote early. Make a plan." Donald Trump said, "Nay, nay, go on election day. I want you going in person." So you kind of saw this play out in Florida, because Florida was counting the ballots ahead. Originally, the Democrats had a huge lead in the run up. And then as it got closer to election day, more Republicans were voting and that lead went away. It wasn't nefarious. It was just how people voted. They actually listened to the person who they were voting for. And the thing is, Republicans pleaded with Donald Trump, go, please don't tell people not to vote mail-in ballot. We do very well with mail-in ballot. Our base is very old. Mail-in balloting is very convenient. We do really well with that. Can you please stop saying that? And he said, nay-nay, nay-nay, I'm Donald Trump. I have a very good brain. I know best. And it bit him in the fucking ass. Because you know what? Maybe he would have had more senior citizens turn out for him if they could have voted, if they would have said vote by mail. But he made it so scandalous. It was all part of a strategy, and it's a failed strategy, and you still hear it being perpetrated like there was something nefarious. No, it's all there. You can look at it. It's not something I made up or Joe Biden made up or Rachel Maddow made up, whoever you
I made it up.
Well, Pip made it up, but she's a terrible person.
Yes.
So, all right. Okay. So, as far as Donald Trump, I underestimated how many people he could turn out. I really thought a lot of people would turn their back on him. I was wrong. I mean, enough people did. Enough people did. But I was hoping for more. And, you know, to be honest, he's so fucking terrible. It saddens me. But whatever. Because I just truly think he's a terrible human being. And I think we're not living up to the ideals of our nation. And you see him now, he's being a fucking terrible human being. So like I said, I wanted the repudiation of Trump. I did not get that. Now, what does this mean? You know, you hear Biden saying he has a mandate. You hear the Republicans saying we have a mandate. I don't think anybody has a mandate. I think what really happened was you had enough conservatives who don't like fucking Donald Trump, who voted for Joe Biden, go, enough of this shit. But I'm still a conservative, and I'd still like a check on a Democratic president. So I'm going to vote for Republicans in Congress and Republicans in Senate. I think it's as simple as that. Now we'll get more of a breakdown, but I think that's a big part of it. I think Donald Trump ran a god awful campaign. Donald Trump has been shitting himself all year. Which, spoiler alert, I think he's going to be back to back Fool of the Year, kids. If Donald Trump would have run an average campaign, done the bare minimum to beat COVID-19, he could have probably beaten Joe Biden. He did not.
Do you think Joe Biden actually has a plan to beat COVID? Oh, by the way, ironically, right after the election, they say they might have a vaccine. How convenient is that?
Again, you got to look at when Pfizer did. First of all, Pfizer was not part of Operation Warp Speed, so we have not funded that. And you have to look at when they did the testing. This is what they tested people, and this is how it comes out. There's nothing fucking ironic. There's not a boogeyman behind everything. It's just the way.
The whole damn year's been ironic.
I don't think so. I think the whole damn year's been a goddamn nightmare, and we've shit all over ourselves. We are embarrassing how bad our COVID situation is here. You know, the experts warned what we have to do. And yes, I think Joe Biden has a plan. And if you went to his website, he's had a plan for a long time. It's not some fucking mystery.
So why did he try to enact some of it?
Because he's not president, Joe. He can't enact shit. I'd like to enact things, but nobody's listening to me.
All these guys that have a plan and they have this, but nothing happens.
Well, yeah, Joe, nothing happens unless you have the power. That's the way government works. You've heard the phrase, mm-hmm. One president at a time. I have plans. If we would have enacted what I laid out in April, we'd be much better off. But nobody came to the basement to get it from me. Nobody tuned in and go, we have access to the wheels of power. We should put you in there. I was ready to go. Joe Biden put it on his website. He gave fucking speeches. He had a call with Donald Trump. Do you really feel Donald Trump was going to go, you know what, Joe's plan's really good. Let's go with it. Do you think that was going to happen, Joe? Come on, you know better than that.
Well, hopefully he won't put us in a depression.
We're going to have tough economic times. I mean, you know, that we're already having tough economic times. You know, it's going to be rough. It'll get better, but it's going to be rough, you know. To quote the president, it is what it is. So anyway, so did the Democrats go too far left? Maybe. I don't know. It wound up that a lot of the Democrats that lost in the House were the moderates. We see that on the Republican side, too. It's always the moderates that get it, which is not good for this country because it just means we get more of the wing nuts on both sides and less of an opportunity for compromise, which is why we need a third party, which is why we need to get rid of this Electoral College and everything so we can have the common sense up the middle, which I think is what really America really yearns for. But, you know, listen, America's not where AOC is, and America's not where fucking Jim Jordan is either. They're just not. The Trump fan.
God, I hate that guy.
Well, you're supposed to. And they're supposed to hate AOC. Now, what do you want me to tell you, Pip? I mean, you know, he's back in office. What do you want me to tell you? The Trump fans. Now, I'm not going to put Joe in this because I don't think Joe is as bad as the average Trump fan, although in some respects, it, you know, it applies to Joe, but I'm not going to put Joe in this category for the purpose of this conversation. The Trump fans have been programmed to trust nobody. That's the way they program. And I've been here for years saying this is how a scammer works. We've gone through it with scammers. Many a time I brought you the story. The plan is everyone else is a liar but me. To the point where a Trump fan will turn on... The Trump fans are now turning on Fox News. They're turning off Fox News. Fox News is too liberal for them because they're not getting the stories they want. They don't like the comic book. You know, Facebook is too much for them now because there's still liberals there who will call them on bullshit, and now they're actually getting fact-checked, so they need their own safe space fucking parlor. I mean, that they are going down the rabbit hole. And it's
well,
not...
that's censorship. That's censorship of free speech. Is what Facebook is doing.
No, it's not.
Want to be censored? No, you're going to see it more and more and more. Well, everybody's so content and everybody's so relieved, you're going to see the slow destruction of this country in the next 4 years.
Oh, God. They said the same thing. They said the same thing about Obama. I expect better from you, Joe. Don't give me the same tired Republican talking points. I expect you to think critically.
You are going to start to see it. And the thing about it is, it's not my opinion. It's going to be basic bone facts.
Well, that is your opinion. No, Joe, do I have to explain to you what an opinion and a fact is? You just told us what you
That's
think is going
opinion,
to.
When my opinion is right now, when you start to see them become facts as we go through this presidency, you will see.
Well, Joe,
that's all I'm saying.
Joe, there was only one party that was saying count the vote and stop the vote at the same fucking time, depending on which state they were in. And if that's not anti-democratic, I don't know what is, Joe. So maybe you should worry about that.
If you put it, if the court it goes in front of the courts. And the courts.
We're not talking about the courts now. I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about your side. In one state, they're saying count the vote because it helps them. In the other state, they're saying stop the vote. Nay. Always count the vote. That's democracy. They don't want democracy. They want what they want when they want it. That's what they want. That's what they program. Listen, how many times did I break it down to Ann Jackson what was fucking going on? How many times did I show Ann Jackson? Look, I know this is a hard truth, but here are the facts. How many times did Ann Jackson say no? How many times did Ann Jackson turn on me? Me, the person who's just presenting facts that we could all see because it did not meet her narrative. That's what we've seen. And
For people who aren't aware, Ann Jackson was a pretty famous scammer victim, and she thought she became an expert on scammers, but she was actually helping the scammers, but she really, truly didn't get it, and Davin tried to help her, and we followed along with her for a long time, and she wasn't getting it.
Eventually, she did get it. After many years of me working with her and many, many insucks and insults, I was insucted quite a bit.
You were insucted a lot.
I most certainly was. But you got to understand this. This isn't a liberal thing with Donald Trump. Think back to the Iowa primary when Donald Trump was running. Ted Cruz beat him. Donald Trump said after he lost to Ted Cruz that Ted Cruz cheated. That's what he said. Ted Cruz didn't cheat. He lost. Donald Trump with his whole campaign went along saying the only way I can lose is if they cheat or it's rigged. He is not emotionally able to handle what the rest of us do. Disappointment. So that and his people believe this shit. You know, in 2016, when Donald Trump won the presidency, he lost the popular vote. He said, no, I won the popular vote. I'm going to set up a commission to investigate this voter fraud. He set up the commission to set up the voter fraud. They found no voter fraud. It was quietly disbanded. This is not something new. This is not something unique to 2020. This is Donald Trump being Donald Trump. It's just the reality of it. You can kick and scream all you want. You can ball up your little fists. But this is the reality. This isn't a liberal spin. You can hear the sound bites. You can watch the video clips. You can see how he reacted to the loss to Ted Cruz in Iowa. I'm not making this shit up. I know it's a hard truth, but you buy in. I don't know why you buy in. Maybe he's the daddy you never had. I don't know. I don't know. Everybody falls for a scam for a reason. Everybody who falls for a scam is looking for something, whether it's a good deal, whether it's love, whether it's a way to get ahead, it's a way to be emotionally fulfilled. Everybody falls for a scam for a reason, and a scammer provides that to the person. I get it. Nobody gets it more than me. I've fallen for scams, and then I fucking had revenge, which we've heard on this show. And I've dealt with scam victims, and I've dealt with scammers. I know with what I'm talking about. They don't believe me because I'm a fucking liberal cuck. I don't give a shit. But that's the fucking truth. And furthermore, Ben Ginsburg, who's the Republican attorney, who was tasked with looking for voter fraud for the past 20 years. He ran the George W. Bush legal team in the Florida recount. His job was to find voter fraud for 20 years, mass voter fraud. That was his job, working for the Republicans. He wrote an op-ed. He goes, I looked for 20 years. It's just not there. It doesn't exist. And it was his job to find it. He goes, it doesn't exist. But they don't want to believe that. It doesn't fit the narrative.
No, it doesn't fit the narrative. But like I said, in my opinion, if they're disputing it, just put it before the judge. The judge looks at it and either says there's something here, there is not,
and that's
the end of the discussion.
That's fine, but at the same token, Joe, I have no problem with that. Although when you're like 0-7 and you're getting laughed out of fucking court. You know, maybe it's time to go, all right, we got nothing here. The Republicans are quietly going, we know he's got nothing here. They're all fucking saying the quiet part. Meanwhile, we need to transition the country. So you know what? Have your lawsuits, but let Joe Biden transition, just in case. I am sure Barack Obama did not want to hand over the keys of the fucking palace to Donald Trump. I'm sure he did not want to do that. But he did it. That's what you do. I'm sure George Herbert Walker Bush, a one-term president, who I think got a raw deal, George Herbert Walker Bush, I am sure, did not want to hand over the keys to Bill Clinton. But he did, and he was gracious, because that's what you fucking do. That's how this country runs. And there's 71 million people who really don't want the country to run properly, who scream about the other side being communist and fascist and Marxist. That's what this shit is, people. And I'm not putting Joe here because Joe said, you know, when the lawsuits run their course, so be it. Fine, that's fine. But the other people, they can't come to terms. So we're gonna get another 4 years of not my president, which brings us to the Hillary fans. Listen, man, I get it. There were still some Hillary fans that never came to terms with it. Wasn't on this show. I never said not my president. When we did stories, I called him President Trump. Do I think the Russia thing had teeth? Yes. Why do I think it had teeth? And I'm not going to go into the whole Russia thing right now. Well, first of all, he perjured himself because he had written statements under oath to Mueller, and he lied. He would not testify to Mueller. So many people have gone to jail and been indicted over this. The Republican Senate did an investigation and recommended people to the DOJ for criminal investigation. So, yes, I think there was something there. Are they ever going to get Donald Trump on it? No, they're not, but that's okay. I think there was something there. That being said, at some point you just have to fucking go on. As Joe said, you let the courts or whatever the process have their way, and that's what it is. But these people are not going to do that. They're not going to give Joe Biden a chance. I gave Donald Trump a chance. You know, we talked about what I was hoping for. You know, said, all right, guy says he's a deal maker. I hope he makes deals. He wants to do infrastructure. I support that. He wants to deal with big pharma. I could support him on that. He's talked about term limits. I agree with him that. He didn't do that shit. He didn't do the things where he could have won me over. You know, the things where I go, well, I don't like this, but I like that. He never did that. But I did give
him. Those were the most important things. Win Davin over. And he...
Yeah.
Well, maybe
he missed those.
Maybe if he would have won me over, he wouldn't be a one-term president. But it is what it is. So here, so I was thinking about, and I know Joe has to get going, so I'll make it try to make it quick. I was thinking about how Trump voters look at the world compared to, say, how I look at the world. And I think that Trump voters tend to look at things in a silo without context of previous events. So take the rallies. In 2016, we saw Donald Trump having amazing rallies. And Hillary, you know, she had crowds, but let's be honest. She wasn't drawing like Donald Trump was drawing. So Trump voters, and I think at that point you could assume that he was going to win the popular vote. If you just went by that. He lost the popular vote by 3 million people. And so at that point, you have to go, all right, rallies, they show enthusiasm of a certain amount of his supporters, but they don't really tell you how an election's going to go. But this year, I'm seeing the same shit. Look at all these supporters. Biden can't draw a crowd. Biden wasn't trying to draw crowds. He was mindful of the pandemic. Do I think he would have drawn a crowd like Trump? No, I don't think he would have. But the strategy was not to draw a crowd. But you still see him. Well, how could Trump have lost the popular vote with all these rallies? Because it's indicative. I don't know. Maybe Democrats don't like crowds. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
A lot of people voted because they don't like Trump.
That's fine.
They didn't vote on policy. They just voted because they didn't like Trump. Well, why don't you? I don't like him. I don't want him.
Well, that's why. Yeah, but that's why. That's why Donald Trump won the first time. A lot of people don't like Hillary. Donald Trump had no policy. They're like, well, I don't like Hillary, so we'll give this guy a chance. I talked about this last week. That's okay. The I don't like this other person vote is as good as I like this person vote. They still count the same, especially when you're an incumbent. When you're an incumbent, it's going to be on you. That's what you're graded against. I mean, when it was Romney versus Obama. It wasn't an I don't like Romney vote. It was like, I like Obama. That's what it was. This was like, I don't like Trump. And let's be honest, Donald Trump did not try to make new friends. We talked about this time and time again. He never extended an olive branch to the middle, to where the independents live, to broaden his base. He kept on boiling down his base to the smallest amount. Now, we got a lot more people than I thought he was going to get. But it's not a surprise there. What else do we have there? So that's the crowd thing. Also, when you look at numbers, so you'll hear Trump proclaim lowest unemployment, highest stock market. Very true. But that's not the complete picture. You need to look at where the market started when he took over and where it ended compared to where other people started and where it ended. If you really want to look at growth. So it's not saying Donald Trump did a bad job. It's just saying maybe he didn't do the best job. You need to have context. And, you know, as far as jobs, you have to remember, you know, Joe said it on our air and Donald Trump was running on the jobs numbers are fake when Obama was president. As soon as Donald Trump was president, the same agency, the numbers are completely real. You need to have fucking context when you look at things. And again, it's great that unemployment rate was really low. That's fantastic. But don't say he did the best if you're not looking at where it started and where he took it and what he did or didn't do. So again, it's the context thing. It's the way of looking at the world. I'm somebody who likes a lot of context. That's just the way I think. I can't speak for how all liberals, if I'm a liberal, how all people look at it. But the observation as far as Trump supporters who cling to these things, I think to be pretty accurate. Okay.
Well, it does seem like, well, first of all, with the crowds thing, I mean, you can't judge by who is at a crowd and who is enthusiastic. Crowds are self-selecting. You decide to go there or not. It's not like, you know, just because Metallica can fill a stadium that the entire country is yay Metallica.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Not everybody's going to buy a ticket.
Well,
the ones who want to
go.
I got to run.
Okay.
All right. So, thanks, Joe.
All right. Before I go, I'll be with Don Jameson tonight and Thursday at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Go to 1-877-Uncle-VIN for tickets and information, or UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Shows start at 8 o'clock because the fucking governor wants everybody out by 10. All right. Have a good show, kids. I'll talk to you later.
See you later, Joe. Have a good show.
All right, bye-bye.
See
you. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
So,
the fucking governor wants everybody out by 10.
I get it. They're not playing any. Well, actually, that starts on Thursday, to be honest. But
yeah.
So you look at To your point, the Yankees draw 40, 50,000 people for 81 games a year at home. Nobody's voting for Aaron Judge for president. It's just not happening. So people,
it's just not how statistics work. It's just you can't say, well, everybody here is pro Trump, so everybody must be pro Trump. And also the weirdness of how enthusiastic the crowds were, which is a relative subjective measure, but it's also, like you're saying, there was much more, to my mind, look at them both, there's much more about the cult of personality about Trump than there is with Biden.
Yes, there is. Yes, because Trump doesn't even have policies. He didn't run on anything this time. He ran on him. He ran on 4 more years of owning the libs, which I guess is a policy. So what was the other thing? Oh,
4 more years of fear. Fear of what the radical liberals would do. What does Black Lives Matter mean for their lives?
You hear it
to be honest.
You hear it in Joe. He buys into the same talking points we hear every year. Meanwhile, fascism and communism and authoritarianism is going on right there. I didn't get to it. But, the right-wing group, the Boogaloo Boys, 2 of those guys were busted by the FBI for trying to aid the terror group Hamas. I mean, so really, let's keep our eye on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
But
People don't want to recognize the signs of totalitarianism and fascism in Trump and the things that he would do and the things that he would say, if anybody says anything against me, I'm going to sue them. I'm going to stamp them down.
Forget about that.
That's just one thing.
Two weeks before the election, he wanted Bill Barr, the district, the attorney general, to arrest Joe Biden. That's the way shit happens in Russia, people. It doesn't happen here. And they would cheer for it. Listen, I'm not going to reach them. I know I'm not going to reach them. But, another indicator is you can't tell by money either. Now, Joe Biden outraged Donald Trump by a lot, and he won. But Jamie Harrison, who I even donated for in South Carolina, crushed Lindsey Graham in fundraising. Lindsey Graham was on Fox News every night crying for a handout. Didn't matter. Lindsey Graham won handily. So maybe that's some good news. Maybe that's a little bit of good news that money doesn't always buy the election.
Right.
But, listen. How do the two sides deal with each other? They're not giving Joe Biden a chance. Donald Trump's not going to let them give him a chance. Donald Trump is toxic. And it's not because he has an R next to his name. It has nothing to do with it. You've heard me time and again. I speak well of George Herbert Walker Bush. Did I vote for Bill Clinton? I believe I did. But I looked at George Herbert Walker Bush as, an honorable man. I might not have agreed with everything he said or did, but I feel like he was a good president. He got treated a little unfairly. The economy collapsed on shit he knew was bullshit. He called it voodoo economics. So he had to raise taxes. Why did he have to raise taxes? To be fucking responsible. He was an adult. When the Republicans used to say an adult in the room, George Herbert Walker Bush was an adult. He knew it wasn't good for his getting a second term. He had a country to run, and that's fine. And, all you can ask for a president to do is make the decisions that they truly feel are best for the country, and you don't have to agree with them. That's all you can ask any president to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had my doubts with W on the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Katrina, I never thought the Katrina fuck up was on purpose. I just thought it was incompetence. I didn't agree with Kanye of all fucking people that, George W. Bush hated black people. I never thought that. I just thought he wasn't very good at the job.
Yeah, no, I think that was incompetence. To be fair to both sides, the president is not the multi-handed, beast that takes care of everything. They have people under them. Is it their responsibility to find people that are competent to be able to delegate to? Yeah, it is.
That's
the gig. You have to have a good cabinet, you have to have good people under you. Can they sometimes fuck up? and that everybody points at the president. Unfortunately, that's the job. The buck stops here.
Yes, you have to own it.
No matter who is really supposed to do it. And there was incompetence. And we've seen in the Trump administration unbelievable incompetence. Yeah. And malignant decisions.
Here's another,
what I look forward to stopping.
Here's another thing that if you like democracy, whether you're conservative or liberal, you should be concerned about. So I've seen a lot of the Trump supporters go, well, the courts will give it. The Supreme Court will give it to Donald Trump. This is all part of his plan. He knew this was going to happen. There's a couple things here. First of all, what you're saying is you don't want an independent court, which means you really don't like our democracy. Because we do have independent courts. You're also impugning a woman because you're assuming Amy Coney Barrett is the linchpin. You're impugning a woman before she's ruled on anything. Now, listen, liberals did not want her. I'm sure part of it was her policy. And a lot of it was they feel they got screwed with the whole Merrick Garland thing. But I think it's really unfair on both sides to fucking say how Amy Coney Barrett's going to rule if this should come before. So you're saying she's Donald Trump's little bitch, an accomplished woman, a woman who's earned everything she's got. Listen, she's not my choice to be Supreme Court Justice. I didn't want her there, but I'm not going to take away this woman's integrity before I've seen anything from her. I'm not going to assume. Chances are she might side with Donald Trump. But I don't think she's Clarence Thomas, who's a fucking bitch. You always know how Clarence Thomas is going to fucking vote. Once in a while, Gorsuch or Kavanaugh or Roberts or somebody on the left, they'll go the other way. Go, okay, that's good. They go the other way. Mix it up a little bit. I like it mixed. Clarence Thomas. Everybody can agree on one thing. Clarence Thomas is always the one who is with the conservative shit. So
absolutely.
But you see this hating of our democracy by some on the right, some Trump fans, that they're looking for Amy Coney Barrett. They haven't seen the merits of any fucking case. Nobody knows if there will be a case before the Supreme Court. But they're assuming this woman, who is a very young Supreme Court justice, 48, who has people respect her. She's a very accomplished woman. They're assuming she's in the bag. More often, they want her in the bag.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about how the liberals are going to destroy democracy and communism and Marxism. They should be very disturbed by that. They're clinging to that. That's what they want because they need daddy to win.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the thing. Like you said, there were so many, I'm thinking about cults and their techniques of brainwashing.
Indoctrination?
Indoctrination, thank you. That's a good word for it. Repeating things over and over until it sounds like, that sounds familiar. That has the ring of truth because it's been said over and over and over.
But that's part of the genius of Donald Trump. He says things over and over. He believes the lie. I think George Costanza said, it's not a lie if you believe it. Donald Trump believes the lie, and he says it over and over, so they believe it. And listen, they're turning on Fox News. They're like, I'm not going to watch this anymore. I'm going to watch OAN. They believe Tucker Carlson is the truth teller when Fox News argued in court only a moron would believe Tucker Carlson, and the judge goes, you got a point. You can't hold them liable for the shit he says. Only a moron would believe this guy.
Unbelievable.
And here's the genius of these shows. And I brought it up a couple of weeks ago with the Hunter Biden thing. They'll whip them up into a frenzy. Obamagate. The Hunter Biden computer, Benghazi, 11 fucking investigations into Benghazi, the Clinton Foundation. They'll whip them up into a frenzy. They'll get investigated so that we can all see more often than not. And then they'll drop it. But their audience doesn't know it was dropped because they've already moved them. Or the Fox News has already moved their audience onto the next thing. It's very smart as far as like getting ratings and like trying to be a political arm. If that's what you want your network to be, a political arm. But as far as serving our democracy, it's not, and they don't have a duty to democracy. We talked about it a couple months ago. I think in Canada, you can't say something. You can't be part of the news and say something that's untrue. There's still penalties for that. We don't have that here. We need to have that.
I believe it in our First Amendment. I don't want people suppressing what we are allowed to say. But I'm so upset about the fact that these, you know, the news for many years was always the gatekeepers of the truth and objectivity, and there is just very little objectivity and just straight reporting. Are the facts. Everybody's worried about their ratings and will titillate the viewers. I said titillate. And it doesn't have anything to do with what's true.
It's not suppressing the freedom of speech. It's just saying you can't say that on a news program. Take it over to Republican Satire TV. I don't give a shit. Say whatever the fuck you want. Yeah, that's what they say on Comedy Central. You know, they say whatever they want because it's comedy. And if you're going there for your news, shame on you. That's on you.
I know.
That, you know, listen, do they have things that are newsworthy? Absolutely. But if that's your source of news, shame on you. It says in the title, Comedy Central. You know, you know, when it says Fox News, you're expecting news, and they don't differentiate it. And listen, I'm sure there's people like that on the left. I don't know. I don't really watch a lot of the pundits. I understand that that on the left they hate Donald Trump. Joe and I had this conversation on Sunday, and you go, you wish it wouldn't bleed into the news. But then I go, but can you blame them? They've been attacked for 4 years. I was watching Don Lemon the other night. He was in tears. He said for 4 years they've called me nigger and faggot, and now you know. Think about that, because the president of the United States is whipping people up to hate. That's what this guy does because it serves him. He's always been a divider. It has nothing to do with Joe goes to policy. It has nothing to do about policy. There's plenty of policies I don't like. By the way, there's 666 children that have been separated where they can't find their parents. That's a really fucking god-awful policy. More than half of them were babies and toddlers. Really? Is that what we're doing here? I understand you want to be tough on illegal immigration, but is that your policy? Is that who we are? But forget about the policy. There's also the way you lead. You lead.
Yeah. I've watched, you know, pundits and just regular newscasters saying that it has a lot to do with tone. And, I mean, that's not the only thing, but the tone of this country just went down into the gutter. Hate, division, call people names, take away the reputations or destroy the reputations of people, the news, just unreal how, I mean, it's not 100% important what other countries think of us, but I do think that as such a big country with so much power, it brings the whole world down when they look to us as a big power and we seem to be out of fucking control and ignorant and mean and dangerous because you don't know what we're going to do next because of our head of state and the fact that other countries were celebrating this win and saying, welcome back, America. Oh, my God. It almost made me cry because I just was so embarrassed for our country for 4 years.
Another observation, and then we'll try to keep this moving along here. I noticed with a lot of Trump supporters, when Obama was president, they were miserable. They were full of rage. All right. They don't like the guy who's in office.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So they get their guy in office. They were still miserable and full of rage and full of hate. And now that he lost, they're still miserable and full of rage and full of hate. So at some point you have to go, all right, these are just miserable fucking people. They're just never going to. Listen, when Obama was in office, I was pretty happy. I was pretty fucking happy. There was things I disagreed with. There was things I didn't like. I said what I did. I said my piece on that. But I was pretty happy. He was my guy. When Trump was president, I was not as happy. I felt a weight, but I was not lashing out full of hate. I still was able to control myself.
I lost control.
No, you never did. You never did. but, you know, I was still you know, fine. I wasn't as happy. I certainly wasn't. It was a wait. We've talked about that. And maybe that's immature. That's okay. And now when Biden's back in office or will be in office, I'm happy. Now he's gonna face obstacles and everything. So what I'm saying is, and maybe it's a little ridiculous that my mood should depend on who's in office. That might be a little weird too. But at least I have fun. At least my moods vary. Yeah, at least
you're not a miserable son of a bitch 24/7.
But that's what they're miserable. They are so. And I'm not, Joe's generally not miserable.
No.
Joe has surrounded himself with a lot of these right wing people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a respite for Joe. Not that he believes what you and I are selling, per se.
No.
But at least he gets to hear the other side.
Yeah, and you know what? We can have calm conversations most of the time.
Yes.
About, I mean, you know, tensions raise sometimes, but I mean, we're still friends at the end of the day because there are people that this presidency and the rhetoric that came out of this presidency, it displayed to me that some of the people that I know really have terrible thoughts and believe terrible things. And
here's the difference.
People to be awful in some ways.
Here's the difference with this presidency compared. So in the past, say you didn't like W. I don't like his policies. I don't like tax breaks for the rich. I don't like that word Iraq and Afghanistan. Those were more or less policy things. Now, if you support policy things, you could infer certain characteristics about people, but it's not in your face. With Donald Trump, it was the worst of us was very often in our face because they were parroting what he would say. And he's a terrible person. People who work for him can't wait to tell you how awful he is. Family members who don't have to depend on him, unlike Eric and Don Jr., can't wait to tell you what a miserable son of a bitch he is. That's not normal. That's not normal people don't have to, you know, when this show ends, I'm not going to have to give Pip and Joe a non-disclosure.
You know? You better, just in case.
Oh, I probably should. I mean, none of us has to give a non-disclosure because none of the three of us, although we might have aspects of our personalities you don't like, and that's fine, none of us are at our core terrible people where we need to legally protect ourselves. Think about that. Every relationship this guy has, whether it's business or personal, there's a non-disclosure. Think about that. Who does that? Good people don't do that. Good people go, listen, don't tell anybody about the shit I did. You know what good people do? Good people donate to charities. And you never hear about it from them.
Right.
And then what leaks out is people who know him go, listen, he didn't want you to know this. She didn't want you to know this. But this person's been, you know, putting this person through college or has been donating here. You know, he or she didn't want to wing at the hospital. That's what you fucking hear. With Donald Trump, you go, as soon as they get out, they go, what a motherfucker.
There's some people that give to charity and you never hear about it. There's some people that give to charity and you hear about it because they want to raise awareness of that need and they want to drive other people to it. And I think that both visions of that are completely legitimate. I mean, people handle charity in their own unique ways. There are some people that they have charities and they steal from the coffers.
Yes. And then there's me who gives to charity but wants you to know about it. Want you to know how good of a person I am.
No. You do good things just to do them. And sometimes you bring them up because there's a point to bringing it up. But you're not. No, I refuse that. I know you're joking, but
Nay,
no, that's
says.
Not what you're about.
Well, Pip, I'm going to have to make you sign a non-disclosure. I can't have you contradicting me in such a way.
I'm sorry, but I have to repudiate that rumor that you're an awful person. Sorry.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of people who won't believe you. But
they'll say that about me too. But you know what? You're going to have to sign a non-disclosure too.
I don't know where this country goes, because I got to tell you, you know, so many of them are going to Parler, which is like a social media site where it's Joe's got it completely wrong. It's not about fucking censorship. They don't they don't want to be questioned on their batshit views. They don't want facts. It, you know, we had a site called like that. It was called 4chan. I mean, this is not something new. You know, I welcome less batshit on Facebook. So yeah, it's not good for the country that there's so many people running to this echo chamber because they need a safe space. Because that's really what it is. I even joke they should rename Parler Safe Space, because that's what it is. Because they no longer can have a conversation. They can't be bothered with facts. They can hear all the racism and anti-Semitism, which I guess runs free over there. I don't know. I haven't partaken in it.
I'm not going.
It was
I don't have that thick of a skin that I'm going to venture forth into the darkest of the web. Nope.
Yeah, it's like I got enough fucking social media. I don't need to plug a gig on Parler. I'll be fine.
No.
But but it's just really sad, and it's not surprising. But on the way out, Donald Trump is doing what so many do when the bank comes to repossess the home. He's like, well, I'm just going to fucking trash it. I'm going to rip
pulling the cabinets off the walls.
Ripping
He's
out the toilet.
Yeah,
you know, pissing in that crawl space that nobody sees, leaving a turd there. Hey, what's that smell? I don't know. I can't find it. You know, he's writing graffiti on the wall. MAGA 2020, MAGA forever. I mean, that's what he's doing.
I know. I mean, I can imagine that there is gum stuck underneath every single surface.
But the thing is, I've heard this. They feel one of the reasons America was not as prepared for 9/11 as we should have been was because of the delay in the transition. And it wasn't done from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush. And it wasn't done out of malice and spite like this is, because you have to remember the election was contested for more than a month. And when that election was contested, it was one state, Florida. It was like, you know, 570 or 530 votes. Yeah, I get why you got to do a recount for that. I understand why you would have to delay things.
And there was messiness with the Chads.
Yeah. But that's why it was delayed. And they feel like that's one of the reasons, because they didn't get the intel briefings right away. Now, listen, it happened months after that. I don't know if it's true. But the reality is we have a raging pandemic. You know, we still have countries that want to do harm to us.
Yes.
It'd be nice to give the incoming president the information so they can lead on day one. But
yes.
And, you know, yes. Listen, it's very disheartening to see the Republicans, except for four senators. I know Mitt Romney's one of the exceptions, you know, just going along with the charade. And to bring it all back around, because they're trying to placate the toddler in chief.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's enough time that is spent on nonsense in government, plenty. I've always found it to be really annoying that when somebody's running for office, they're off gallivanting and doing whistle stops, and the office that they're currently holding, the desk is empty. Why are you doing this on our time again? Why is it you're spending so much time going out to raise money for yourself instead of worrying about your constituents, whoever they may be? That's very messy. Why is it that every time the other side comes up with a plan, rather than going to the table and hashing it out together to try to make the most workable plan and let's go forward and do something, they both cut off the other party at the limbs, and nothing gets done. Nothing can move forward because the loggerheads. Ridiculous. It's a ridiculous system. But, I mean, that's something that we still have to work on. But at least we won't have this, our actual head, giving false messages to the whole country.
Not be in an emotionally abusive relationship anymore.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm sick of being in an emotionally abusive relationship with my president.
Yeah, I mean, this one's still going to continue. But as far
but I picture him going and continuing to have rallies with his followers.
Oh, yeah.
And just punch at Biden and Democrats. Because he loves the rallies.
Because it's the only way he feels loved.
He knows
his parents didn't love him. He knows he's a failure.
Yeah.
He knows he's not a good father. He knows he talked about having sex with his daughter. He knows he's barely involved in raising Barron. He knows he's a shit stain as a human being. He knows Don Jr. doesn't like him. He knows these things. He knows Melania doesn't really love him. He knows these things.
Yeah. And, yeah, I know.
But who does love him are his political supporters. They love him. They complete him.
Yeah. And so he needs to keep in touch with them. So I found it, I don't know why a lot of people didn't, I found it truly bizarre that throughout his presidency, he was still holding rallies because he needed the pat on the back so bad. I understand why he did it, but the fact that it was still going on, and there didn't seem to be a lot of work getting done. You know, there's a lot of golfing, there's a lot of TV watching, a lot of Twitter, a lot of like back patting. But when are you actually sitting down at the table and doing something for us? I mean, really doing something for the people that he is having these rallies with. I mean, the tax breaks, they work in the favor of the 1%. Very little of that money got to us. I mean, yeah, a little bit, but
by the way,
substantial that changed our lives.
It was never supposed to be a tax break. It was supposed to be tax reform, as you recall.
I know.
You know, that's another bait and switch. But
yes.
Listen, we got to take a break. I get the love of the crowd. I get it. It's what I fucking do. I understand it. But you know what? Comedy for months has gone away from me. I find other things to do. I find other ways to be fulfilled. I don't fucking lash out all the time on the Twitter machine and the Facebook name going rah, rah, rah. No, because I'm not going to say I'm a healthy human being. I'm just healthier than our president.
Yeah, I don't even know if at this point therapy would help him.
No, there's
He's
no therapy.
Ingrained.
There's no. He doesn't think there's anything wrong with him. I mean, he knows. Deep down, he knows. He knows he's a coward. I'm not saying anything out of school. You can fucking look at this guy's record. He knows he's a coward. He's a 5-time draft dodger. Yeah, but you didn't go and fight war. I was never fucking drafted, motherfucker. If I was drafted, I would have gone. You know?
Yeah.
He knows. He knows he's a bad human being. He knows he knows he's blown hundreds of millions of dollars that daddy earned. He knows that. And?
Yeah.
And listen, man, he's a good grifter. I don't get it. Here's how I get it. He's the parody of the idea of what every rich guy is like. A hot chick on their arm, everything gold, big houses, playing golf. He's the parody of that. And I guess enough people buy into the parody. Me, I go, that's a little much. But I...
He's like if The Onion wrote a comic strip about a rich guy.
Well, it's funny you mention The Onion, because there is a story that we will be doing on the next break that seems like it was taken out of The Onion. I talked to Joe about it on Sunday because I knew he wouldn't be here for this segment. But I said, if we were writing this, one of us would go, no, it's too much. Nobody would believe this. Fucking ridiculous.
That's when somebody's going in the barrel.
Yeah. We'll get to that and more after the break. But on the break, we have new music from Pastiche with Chasing Down the Fame, like our president, Chasing Down the Fame. And you can follow Pastiche on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I believe her Facebook is Who is Pastiche? That's PASTICHE. And also on the break, we have a new music from Beat Infinite. We've played a lot of his stuff with Work That. And you can learn more about Beat Infinite at khb-music.de. Take a break. Pip and I will